天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导线节目，我是主持人小华。现在呢，我们正在学习的课题是有关诗篇的系列信息的分享。亲爱的听众朋友们，你是否仔细的思考过耶稣究竟是谁呢？耶稣在你的生命中究竟占据着什么样的位置呢？同时，你是否又想过自己真正的身份是什么？神在你的身上的计划又是什么呢？好，那就让我们预备心，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路历程，来寻找答案吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We welcome you once again to this broadcast.
非常欢迎你再次收听我们的节目。
It is our prayer that God is using this to bless you and encourage you.
我们祈求神使用这个节目来鼓励并赐福给你。
It is our prayer, it's also challenging you to think afresh.
我们也祈求这个节目能促使你重新思考。
Thinking afresh in terms of the evidence of the Lord Jesus Christ.
重新思考主耶稣基督存在的真实。
And these evidences are very clear from the pages of the scripture hundreds of years before Jesus was born.
在耶稣诞生几百年以前，耶稣存在的证据就已在圣经里清晰地显明了。
If you are just joining us today,
如果你今天刚开始收听我们的节目，
We are in the second half of the message on God's last word.
我们现在在讲上帝最后宣判的下半部分信息。
In the last message, we read from Psalm 2, verses 1 to 6.
在上一讲的信息中，我们一起读了诗篇第二篇一到六节。
We discussed man's defiance to God's authority.
我们讲到人蔑视神的主权。
And we learned of God's displeasure over man's rebellion.
以及神对背叛者的不满。
Today we continue in Psalm 2, verses 7 to 9.
今天我们继续来看诗篇第二篇七到九节。
Here we see Jesus' dominion over all the earth.
从中我们看到耶稣掌管着全地。
Jesus truly is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
耶稣确实就是那位万王之王，万主之主。
But today sometimes his name is used as a swear word.
但是今天他们甚至用他的名字来咒骂人。
Today, Jesus' name is despised and rejected.
今天人们轻视并拒绝耶稣的名字。
Today, Jesus' name is described as divisive and unacceptable.
今天人们认为耶稣之名会造成分裂，以至于不受欢迎。
Today, the name of Jesus is forbidden to be uttered in many places.
今天许多地方禁止提及耶稣之名。
Today, the name of Jesus is outlawed in many educational institutions.
今天很多教育机构排斥耶稣之名。
But here is the truth.
但事实是
1,000 years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem,
早在耶稣诞生于伯利恒一千年之前，
God said of Jesus, He is my only beloved Son.
神提起耶稣的时候说，他是我独生的爱子。
God said Jesus is my only choice.
神说，耶稣是我唯一的拣选。
God said Jesus is the only way to me.
神说，耶稣是到我这里来的唯一道路。
God said Jesus is my only begotten beloved Son.
神说，耶稣是我独生的爱子。
God said Jesus is the bread of life.
神说，耶稣是生命之粮。
God said that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
神说，耶稣是道路、真理和生命。
God said that Jesus is the door to the sheepfold.
神说耶稣是进入羊圈的门。
God said Jesus is the only good shepherd.
神说耶稣是唯一的好牧人。
God said that Jesus is the spring of the living water.
神说耶稣是活水的泉源。
God said that Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
神说耶稣就是生命和复活。
1,000 years later,
一千年之后,
Jesus stood in the river Jordan to be baptized.
耶稣站在约旦河里接受洗礼。
And the Holy Spirit appeared in the voice of God the Father.
圣灵显现,并有父神的声音从天上传来。
And said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased."
说,这是我的爱子,我所喜悦的。
My listening friend, listen carefully because this is very important.
亲爱的朋友，请留意，这非常重要。
Jesus was with God the Father before the world was ever created.
耶稣与父神早在创世以前就在一起了。
Jesus is with God the Father right now.
现在耶稣与父神仍在一起。
Jesus will be with God the Father forever.
将来耶稣与父神还会在一起，直到永远。
And nothing and no one can ever change that.
任何人和事都不能改变这一点。
When Satan wanted Jesus to take a shortcut to rule over the earth,
当撒旦想诱惑耶稣走捷径来掌管这个世界的时候，
He said to Jesus, "Bow to me, and it's all yours."
他对耶稣说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
Do you know what Jesus said?
你知道耶稣说什么吗？
He said, "Go away, Satan."
他说，撒旦退去吧。
He said, "The earth is mine. My Father will give it to me."
他说，这世界是我的，我父会将它交给我。
But first, I must go to the cross.
但首先，我必须走上十字架。
After the cross, I'll have victory over you.
之后我将胜过你。
I will go to the cross in obedience to my Father.
我要顺服天父，走十字架的道路。
Because 1,000 years ago, it was prophesied of me in Psalm 2.
因为一千年以前，在诗篇第二篇已经预言我了。
And I must obey my Father.
而我必遵行我天父的旨意。
And that is why the Bible said that Jesus is the firstborn from among the dead.
这也是为什么经上说耶稣是从死里首先复生的。
What does that mean?
这意味着什么呢?
It means because Jesus died for our sin.
这意味着耶稣为我们的罪而死。
And was resurrected from the dead.
并从死里复活。
He is the firstborn.
他是首先复生的。
I want you to look at verse 8 of Psalm 2.
让我们一起来看诗篇第二篇第八节。
This verse should be the motto for every faithful Christian.
每一位忠诚的基督徒都应该以这节经文为座右铭。
This verse ought to be printed on the walls of every ministry.
每一个福音机构的墙上都应该印上这节经文。
This verse should be printed on every church that claims Jesus for Lord and Savior.
每一间宣称耶稣是主和救主的教会都应该悬挂这节经文。
This verse should be written on the hearts of every committed child of God.
每一个对主忠心的儿女更应该把这节经文铭刻在心。
Now listen to what it says.
现在我们来听听他说的是什么。
Ask me and I'll make the nations your heritage and the end of the earth your possession.
你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。
It is tragic that many Christians have a defeatist attitude.
许多基督徒抱着失败主义的态度，真是令人悲哀。
It is tragic that so many Christians have no greater vision in life than their own needs.
许多基督徒除了他自己的需要以外，再没有远大的意向，真是可悲啊。
I am saddened when I hear about Christians talking about what cannot be done.
当听到基督徒在谈论那些不能做成的事情时，我感到很悲哀。
They talk about where all the problems are.
他们老是说困难重重呢。
They talk about the impossibility of accomplishing great things for God.
他们老是说要为神做成大事是不可能的。
They tell me about all the difficulties in life.
他们跟我诉说生活中所遇到的许多困难。
They tell me about all the limitations in life.
他们跟我诉说生活中所受到的各样限制。
It is sad to see people who claim to know and love the Lord Jesus Christ.
看到那些自称认识并爱主耶稣基督的人。
And yet they do not spend any time in the Word of God.
却不在神的话语上下功夫，真是让人感到悲哀。
They spend more money on their leisure than on the kingdom of God.
他们为自己娱乐消遣所花费的超过了对神国度的奉献。
It is sad when I see Christian businessmen stretch their minds to expand their business.
当看到基督徒商人为扩展生意而绞尽脑汁。
But when it comes to the word of God, they become brain dead.
而谈到神的话语时，头脑却一片空白。我感到真是悲哀。
Jesus said, "Ask me."
耶稣说：“你求我。”
But the problem is, most Christians never ask.
但问题是，很多基督徒从来不去求。
When they get sick, yes, they will ask for healing.
不错，他们生病的时候会求医治。
When they get into trouble, they ask for deliverance.
当他们陷入麻烦的时候，会求解脱。
When a loved one is suffering, they ask for help.
他们所爱的人受苦的时候，他们会去求帮助。
But I want to ask you a question.
但我想问你。
When was the last time you prayed for something that was impossible without the power of God?
有些事情不靠神的大能就不能成就。那你最后一次为这样的事祷告是什么时候呢？
When was it?
是什么时候呢？
Ask yourself that question.
问你自己这个问题。
Write it down and keep asking it every single day.
请将它写下来，每一天都问自己这个问题。
When have you asked God for something to His glory that is impossible to the human mind to accomplish?
你是否曾为了神荣耀的缘故向神祈求呢？求他帮助你来完成靠人的智慧不能成就的事呢？
We know the truth and we have experienced the truth.
我们认识真理，也曾经经历过真理的实在。
We claim to love Jesus.
我们宣称爱主。
We sing the songs.
我们唱诗赞美。
We do precious little and think we're okay.
我们做了一些微不足道的小事就自我满足。
Unless Christians wake up and stop their self-serving,
如果基督徒再不及早醒悟，停止自我中心的作为，
one day we will wake up and it will be too late.
那么，有一天当我们觉醒的时候，可能已经太迟了。
We read of man's defiance to God's authority.
我们已经谈过人如何蔑视神的主权。
And the Father's displeasure of man's rebellion.
以及父神对背叛者的不满。
And the Son's dominion over all the earth.
和圣子的权柄遍及全地。
And finally, we will see the Spirit's deliverance of those who turn to the Son.
最后我们会看到圣灵释放了所有愿意投靠圣子的人。
Look at verses 10, 11, and 12 of Psalm 2.
请看诗篇第二篇十、十一和十二节。
Now let me tell you an absolute biblical truth.
我要告诉你一个圣经的绝对真理。
God the Holy Spirit yearns for the lost.
圣灵疼爱那些失丧的人。
God's Spirit takes no pleasure in judging man.
神的灵并不以审判人为乐。
God would rather save people than judge them.
神乐意拯救人，而不是审判人。
And that is why he added these words in his prophecy in Psalm 2.
因此在诗篇第二篇，他将这些话放在他的预言里。
The last word here is this.
最后一句话是
Be wise now, you rulers of the earth.
现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官该受管教。
Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战敬而快乐。
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry.
当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒。
God is a God of peace.
神是和平之君。
But God will not force his love upon those who rebel against him and his Son.
神不会将他的爱强加在那些背弃他和圣子的人身上。
God will not force himself.
神不会强迫他自己。
And that is why the psalmist warned us 3,000 years ago.
这也是为什么诗人早在3000年以前就对我们发出了警告。
He warned us to kiss the Son, lest he be angry.
他警告我们，当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒。
Take heed and do not despise his warnings, or else you will have no excuse.
要留意，切不可轻视他的警告，否则你将难辞其咎。
Turn to him now, before it is too late.
现在就向他回转，还为时不晚。
Accept his offer of peace and be saved eternally.
接受他所赐的平安和永恒的救赎。
Recognize his amnesty.
感激他的赦罪之恩。
It is not going to be forever.
得赦免的机会不是永远存在的。
One day the amnesty will be withdrawn.
有一天这赦免将被收回。
For the Bible tells us that Jesus is coming back.
因为经上告诉我们耶稣将要再来。
How many of you, my listening friends, truly believe that Jesus is coming back?
亲爱的朋友，你们当中有多少人真正相信耶稣将要再来呢？
All of humanity will see him one way or another.
所有的人都将以不同的方式和他见面。
The Bible tells us that Jesus is coming back.
圣经告诉我们耶稣将要再来。
A lot of people believe that he is coming back soon, and I can't wait.
有许多人相信耶稣很快就要再来，我更是迫不及待。
But I want you to know this.
但我想让你知道的是，
In his first coming,
他第一次来的时候，
Jesus came as a helpless baby in Bethlehem.
耶稣以一个无助婴孩的样式诞生在伯利恒。
But in his second coming,
但他第二次再来的时候，
He will come with power and great glory.
他将带着能力和尊贵的荣耀。
In his first coming,
在他第一次来的时候，
He came as weak and lowly.
他是软弱和卑微的。
But in his second coming,
但他第二次再来的时候，
He will come as judge of all humanity.
他是以全人类审判官的身份来的。
In his first coming,
他第一次来的时候，
he was dragged before Pontius Pilate and before Herod.
他被押到比拉多和希律王面前。
But on his second coming,
但他第二次再来的时候，
the arrogant rulers of the world who have rejected him will be dragged before him.
那些拒绝他的傲慢的掌权者们将被押到他面前。
On his first coming,
在他第一次来的时候，
He hung on the cross to redeem those who put their faith in him.
他被挂在十字架上救赎了所有信靠他的人。
But on his second coming,
但他第二次再来的时候，
he will come holding a rod of iron and the scepter will be in his hand.
他将拿着铁杖手握王权。
In his first coming,
在他第一次来的时候，
he pleads with men and women to turn to him.
他呼唤人们归向他。
But in his second coming,
但他第二次再来的时候，
they will be pleading for mercy and will be too late.
人们要哀求他的怜悯，但已经太迟了。
In his first coming,
在他第一次来的时候，
he stretched out his hand to all who would receive him.
他伸手给所有愿意接受他的人。
But in his second coming,
但他第二次再来的时候，
He will stretch out his hand of judgment upon humanity.
他将向人类伸出审判之手。
Kiss the son.
当以嘴亲子。
Kiss the hand that has been pierced for you.
亲吻那双为你的缘故而被钉伤的手。
Kiss the hand that has been pierced, and you can be saved from the judgment to come.
亲吻那钉痕的手，你就能免受将来的审判。
The Bible said there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
经上说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
There may be a person who is listening to us today.
今天在收听我们节目的朋友中间。
Who would say,
有人可能会说,
I have never understood the magnitude of the love that Jesus has for me.
我以前不知道耶稣对我的爱是如此的长阔高深。
I did not understand that the day is coming when his patience will run out.
我也不知道神忍耐的期限到了,审判的日子就将来临。
But today I want to come to him.
但今天我愿意来到他的面前。
I want to receive his forgiveness.
我愿意接受他的饶恕。
I want to receive his love.
我愿意接受他的爱。
I want to receive his mercy and grace.
我愿意接受他的怜悯和恩典。
Well, today you can do that.
那么今天你就可以接受。
Right now, wherever you may be.
此时此刻，无论你在哪里。
You don't have to close your eyes and bow your head.
你不需闭上眼睛，也不必低头。
Whether you are driving in the car or you in the home.
无论你是在驾车还是安坐家中。
Wherever you are, you can pray this prayer with me.
无论你在哪里，请你和我一同祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督,
I thank you for dying for me,
我感谢你为我而死,
and paying for the penalty of my sin,
为我的罪付上了代价,
I receive your forgiveness,
我愿意接受你的饶恕,
I repent of my sin,
我为自己的罪而忏悔,
I receive you into my life,
我愿意接受你进入到我的生命里。
In your name, Jesus.
靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, my listening friends, if you have prayed this prayer with us,
亲爱的朋友，如果你刚才和我们一同祷告了，
We want to hear from you.
我们盼望能听到你的音讯。
Write to us either through the internet or by mail.
请写信或电邮给我们。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目里再会。
和华就将我心里所求叫他指引赐给我，将我的事交托耶和华，依靠他，他必成全。他就将
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是啊，我们都是王子与公主，是来承受神的产业的。让我们大大的为神的国度来求，真正的明白神才是掌王权居首位的。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿今天的分享能够让你更多的来认识神，也更多的来认识自己。那我们下期节目再会咯。
宣告这个自由。